Texte numéro 39. False choice. Is deep sea mining required for an electric vehicle revolution? At the Goodwood Festival of Speed near Chichester, the crowds gathered at the hill climb circuit to watch the world's fastest cars roar past, as they do every year. But not far from the high octane action, there was a new and quieter attraction. A display of the latest electric vehicles, from the £28,000 Mini Electric to the £2 million Lotus Evija hypercar. Even here, at one of the biggest events in Britain's petrol-head calendar, it's clear the days of the internal combustion engine are numbered. As countries strive to meet stringent carbon emission targets and vehicle makers phase out combustion engines, 145 million electric vehicles are predicted to be on the roads within a decade, up from 11 million last year. The car batteries they require, along with storage batteries for solar and wind power, have sent demand for metals soaring, taking mining firms to the bottom of the sea in the hunt for those metals. Thousands of metres below the ocean's surface lie millions of potato-sized rocks known as nodules, a rich source of nickel, copper, manganese and cobalt. In June, an application was filed to start mining these deposits in 2 years' time, as well as the demand for minerals for smartphones and other electronic devices, and the difficulty of extracting them from the land in a sustainable way. The companies behind deep-sea mining say we have no choice. If we want to make the transition to renewable energy, we must plumb the ocean depths. We now have the technology available to us to explore more of the ocean in the next 10 years than we have had in the last 10,000, says Oliver Steeds, founder and chief executive of Necton, a deep-sea research foundation and a participant at Goodwood's Future Lab. His team uses technology such as autonomous underwater vehicles or robots to map the deep sea, not for mining, but to promote ocean conservation. The advances in mining and exploration technology represent an extraordinary opportunity for progress, Steeds says. But also, it represents a threat, whether through deep-sea mining or further industrialisation and overfishing. More than 90% of the estimated 2.2 million species in the ocean remain undescribed. Douglas McCauley, a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and director of the Benioff Ocean Initiative, says the electrification of vehicle fleets is a positive pathway to reduce carbon emissions. But there are some very significant questions being raised by scientists about the impacts of ocean mining, he says. How much extinction could be generated? How long will it take these extremely low-resilience systems to recover? What impact will it have on the ocean's capacity to capture carbon? Adapted from The Guardian, September 2021.